Hello and welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee podcast. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'll be joined by Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens, and Scott Heff, creator of Kitsch, to talk about our unusual range of assorted nonsense and thumb hats.
You're dumb.
Did I tell you about that? What do you mean? Thought I said that to him.
Well, you did say that.
No, I did not.
You dumb.
Show him what I did.
And she
what
you think I did? Like, you dumb. You dumb.
Wow. No, but what really happened is I go.
She was like, "Yeah, you dumb."
That sounds just like Shauna. Yeah.
That's
really
so
fun.
Me.
It must have been the end of a long day.
Yeah. She was like,
"It's like that's all I can muster. You dumb." You're basic.
I love it that half thinks that I said, you're dumb.
You're dumb. You're dumb. Wow. With the point.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
It's funny because you do it better me than I do.
There we go.
At least my impression of you isn't like...
You mean like mine of you?
Yes.
I'm Scott Heffernan.
I'm Shauna. I like black cats.
Oh, really?
This is David. Shauna and Hef have decided to switch personas for the length of the podcast.
I'm Hef. I know nothing that happened before 1982.
Well, I wasn't born.
Some of us know things that happened before we were born.
Eh, what's the use?
Black and white movies. Who watches
what
that thing?
What is this, Happy Days? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to see you guys.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We've been busy. I have to tell you, too, I was walking around the building with a tiny stocking cap on my thumb.
Yes. Because,
as one does.
Because for some reason, and I think it's because we're Archie McPhee, we got in a giant bag of tiny stocking caps.
Yes.
With a little ball on top. And they're very small. They're almost like action figure head size. What action figure do you think it would fit, Hef? It's not
Barbie.
The tiny one.
It's more like it's yeah. A little smaller than a Barbie.
The action figure known as Barbie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it's stretchy.
Okay.
It's in the. It would be tight on Barbie, but it's definitely in that range.
But mm-hmm. like if your thumb was a Barbie.
Like a 12-inch action figure. Yeah, it might be a little small for that.
Yeah.
Like a 6-inch action figure.
Like He-Man.
It would fit perfectly on He-Man. So. I might have one on my He-Man downstairs. I don't know. Might be Skeletor.
David Wald still has one on his thumb, as far as I know.
Yeah, so I
can't
walking
see your
the
hands right
with
now.
It on my thumb. And I walked up to a certain Steve and said, "Hey, Q. Do you think this? If we called this a thumb hat, it would be a product?" And he was like, "Sure."
So agreeable.
Yeah. You can make a product out of anything.
And
Q knows what sells.
And we've been sending packages from old Monster products back and forth to each other because almost universally the art on old Monster packages is terrible, but it's also the most wonderful thing in the world. And he found an old Monster ring card that had art that was obviously started by one person and finished by someone worse than the first person.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they took it away from someone and like, "You're terrible." And then there's like one beautiful drawing in the middle. It's like, they were like, "You terrible." And then they said, "You try." And then some guy was like, "I've never drawn before in my life." And they're like, "It's a monster. What are you going to do?"
Yeah, how hard could it be?
So we've been passing it back and forth and I'm like, "Well, just do a header card for this hat." Then I walked into Shauna's office and I said, "If we sold this as a thumb hat, how much could we charge for it?" Shauna said,
$3. For sure, $3 hat.
It's a $3 hat. So by the time this goes up, we will have thumb hats for sale.
Yeah, and probably will sell out. So get them while you can.
Yeah, we're not making a lot of them.
limited edition thumb hats for cool people.
Yeah, what kind of people are they for?
Well, it says in the package, for cool people, with an asterisk next to it. And then the asterisk leads to something that says, not for losers.
Ooh. Oh.
And then Q drew a judgmental owl.
I haven't seen that yet.
To see if you're cool enough to wear the... You have to pass through the owl.
Wow, judgy owl. Yeah. That's a thing. That should be one of our, you know, combo word products when the listeners send us different words and put them together. Judgmental owl would be one.
Yeah, judgmental owl. Mm-hmm. So you have to pass by the owl to buy... So the judgmental owl looks at you and says, you can wear this hat or not wear this hat.
Wow.
It either says, like, you're cool or you're dumb.
like you think I said to you.
Like you said to me that one day.
Like I did not say to you that day.
What led to her saying you're dumb?
No, I didn't say it. I said...
She's like, hey, F, and I like peeked my head over into her office and she points at me and goes, you're dumb.
This is not what happened. Here's what... Nobody cares what really happened.
Did you walk backwards and go, ooh?
I was like, all right. And I laughed. And it was funny. And then I said it every day since. You're dumb.
I love it for several reasons. One is it's so out of character for me.
You would never say that. I want to say it out loud. Like, you would never say that.
And also, I love your imitation of me. Because you have these hand gestures and go with it. And you're just really into the character of Shauna telling
it's
you.
It's burned in my brain. That's why I can imitate it so well. Yeah. It's like, oof.
Because you made it up. It came from your brain.
Oh, okay.
I said, here's what, do you want... Do you want me to tell you what really happened?
Yes, please tell me.
But you never
really
told me.
I did. I told you at the time.
Okay.
I said, because you were like, did you just say I'm dumb? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. I said, are you done?
Oh.
Are you done?
I don't think so.
Yes.
No. In reality, here's what I think happened. I think you were saying something else like, you were saying like a fuller sentence, but then like you like, whatever, your thought like cut out mid-sentence. So you're like, you're done. And then like, you didn't finish your sentence that you were going to say. So it just sounded like, you're done. You're dumb. Sorry. You're dumb.
Maybe she did say you done.
I guess.
You done?
Yes. That's what I said. You done?
All
right. Not you dumb.
But it wasn't a question because it was a, you dumb.
So.
Not. You dumb?
I have to say, too, even you done is funny. It doesn't have to be done.
Right. Even if it was
without done. Without the lilt of a question on the end of it, just saying, you done.
Yeah. Like, I've been talking to you long enough. You done. You done. And you done.
That's the kind of customer service you can expect at Archie.
You basic. You done. Get out of here. It was a good time.
Oh,
God. That's so really funny.
Yeah. So that was my big brainstorm for the week.
That was good. You like, you really earned your keep this week, Wall. You did good.
We'll keep you another week.
But after that, you're done.
That's a thumb hat. That's cool.
The thumb hat.
Well, also, even if you don't have thumbs, you can wear it on fingers.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get past that owl.
You're cool.
And you're done.
I think it'd be cool if the owl didn't, like, you just rolled its eyes back.
Right.
So
this is part of that product line. We got to figure out the judgmental owl. Okay.
The Seattle Channel piece actually finally aired.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, was that a long time coming?
It was a long time coming. I think we talked about it 2 months ago, 3 months ago, mm-hmm. 3 months ago on the podcast.
Yes.
And how many times did he come back?
I'm going to say hours because I think it was 3 or 4 times, but it was 10 hours. I counted 10 hours worth of footage and interviews with Variety of Us. And the piece is 6 minutes long.
He packed a lot into the piece.
It's a great piece.
People love it. It's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. It really got a great reaction. I said to Hef, I think even before you watched it, I was like, there's a lot of the stuff that you and I have done for YouTube too. He went through and watched every single one of our YouTube videos and kind of did a little best of. And even the weird video I made of myself in the pug mask dancing is the freeze frame for the story if you look at it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's just me like messing around with the pug mask, which I guess is appropriate.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so that was fun.
It's a fun piece and people have really taken to it. We feel like, I mean, he dug deep, so he did a good job with that.
And he did a little extra piece on Twitter where he did the story of President Obama shaking hands with someone wearing the horse mask, which I thought he did a really nice job of kind of encapsulating that story. I think you saw it because he sent you some extra footage too, right? But yeah, but it was on Twitter. He tweeted it a couple times, and that was really nice.
And that was Randy Ng.
Randy Ng. Yeah, thank you, Randy. That was an awesome time. He's such a nice guy.
Really nice guy. He actually has a lot of great stories about old Seattle.
Yeah.
He's been in the working for TV stations in Seattle for decades, so he had good stories, including he was once a Weedle, if you know the Weedle on the Needle, which some of our listeners probably know. Yeah. It did happen. Some of it took place before 1982, so... Mm-hmm.
It was 1980 that I was born, but that's okay. I'm dumb.
So. I wasn't calling you out on that, what year you were born. We're not sharing our ages.
I did learn, to be fair, the Weedle on the Needle. It was like 2 years ago that I learned what it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The funniest thing that has come up lately that I knew that you couldn't believe was because we do crossword puzzle. Well, you do a crossword puzzle most days at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And then often I'm sitting in there and sometimes you'll ask me questions about the...
What's a five-letter word for whatever.
Right. Yeah, sure. So the one that was so funny was...
What's a five-letter word for you know?
Do you remember the one that you had recently where you were like, how did you know that? And of course,
what was it?
It was a 1920s song, The Sheik of Blank.
That's right.
And I was Araby. Yep. And you're like, how did you know that? And then the next person who walked in was you, David Wall. Yeah. And I go, Sheik of? And you're like, Araby.
Yeah,
because you know, Sean and I are way up in our 1920s culture.
Yeah, and that's the
it
ongoing
is kind
joke.
Of ridiculous.
Is you know the stuff that's like not right. It's like that you would have to have been born in the 1900s to know.
Right. So we have a joke that I'm like, you know, I'm about 100 years old or something like that because you're always asking me these old questions of popular culture, and I
and
tend
you
to
always know. Them.
I do tend to know them, but I feel like it's just common knowledge, but maybe not. Yeah. And that's how you get the. I get the idea that you're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
No, Sheik you're not dumb.
Araby.
And my mother has an addition to that song because you always say without no pants on afterwards.
Oh yeah,
that's the. Ribaldry, the ribald version from the 1950s.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
Shade your eyes, Shauna.
Never
cover your ears. I'm singing the ribald version of the Sheik of Araby.
It's okay. So the Seattle channel will put up that video. We have it up actually.
We have it up.
Already.
It's on our blog, and you can see it on our YouTube channel. They have it online, and if you go to their Twitter account, you can see or our Twitter account for that matter, because we retweeted them multiple times too. You can see the bonus footage too.
Mm-hmm. What you can't see by watching it is my cat's reaction, so the other night I was at home.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was at home, and my husband wanted to see what was on the Seattle channel, and he just clicked right as our piece started.
Nice.
And so instantly, I was on TV, and my cat was sitting in my lap, and... It was the funniest thing because every time I'm talking on the show, her ears were flattened back with this confused, because I have three cats, but only one of them watches TV. And so Pearl was sitting there and she would see me and hear my voice and then know that she's sitting on my lap. So her ears went flat back. So I took a picture of it, which is you can see me on TV and then Pearl's ears flat back. Like, what is this?
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would blow the mind of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, whenever I have the scream button, that does that as well. Because it's my scream on the scream button. So the cats get terrified and stare at me when that thing goes off.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I get scared when I hear it go off.
I know.
Actually, I actually recorded you. I tell you the other day? I was trying to find music for the archive show
we're
doing with Steve, and I was playing some synthesizer music clips that I have on my computer for Steve to say, like, is this the kind of thing that you want? Because I was going to write something for it, but I wanted an area to be in. And I played a clip that was only 5 seconds long, and my computer was set on random, so the next thing was you screaming. Because I have, like, 4 or 5 of your screams.
Different versions.
Different versions of your scream on my computer, so it was like, doo-doo. Do 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 do, and then. So that is nice. It was very punk rock.
That's hilarious. I should be in a punk rock band.
You should.
Well, the other thing that's really funny
screams
is
by Shauna.
Yeah,
that would be on the credits.
I feel like I should. You know, I could be like in a scream movie, some kind of screaming movie, as one of the scream queens, and get some kind of credit for that. The other funny thing about that scream just is that Selena is gluing Santa hats onto the scream doll, screaming screams, and they're very sensitive. So she's sitting there gluing them on, and they're going off and scaring the hell out of the people in the fulfillment center. Poor Selena. Sorry about that, girl.
But they're very cute. In the hat. Molly and I were talking about them this morning because she brought one back up. So we have another bag of tiny hats.
Yeah, there's Santa hats.
That's what this episode is about. Why did we have bags of tiny hats?
We've got a couple that we haven't even addressed yet.
Yep. What I love is we bought tiny hats with no plan.
Well, a loose plan.
We hadn't looked at our thumbs yet.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, which hats should we get? And then we just got these giant bags of loose hats.
Yep.
So now the Scream is wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Yep.
So to represent the horror of the holidays.
Yes. Adorable.
And the stress that we're all feeling this time of year. Mm-hmm. I believe also we are going to put them on Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
And so there will be a Santa Bigfoot.
Yes.
And.
Yes.
Santa Handitar.
And so, everybody wants to say Santa Tar, but it doesn't work when you say it out loud. It's only in our brains that it sounds good. Mm-hmm. Try it.
I don't know.
Say it.
Santa Tar.
Doesn't work.
No. See? Proof of concept. So those will probably be sold out by the time this goes out, because we're not doing that many of those either. So
check it out. Look for them. They're pretty awesome. Check it out.
Look for those, because if there are any left, they're going to be very limited edition collector's items. And it's festive, and it has Shauna Scream. So
you lucky so-and-sos.
So but we did do a series on YouTube called the Archie McPhee Archives with Mr. Q. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Starring our own Q, and he has been working like a dog, and regular listeners know his discussions and thoughts about monsters and organization principles of an archive, but he's been going through, and he is in love with, I would say, 80% of what he finds in the archive. Like it's not just one of those things where it's just like, ah, more junk. He like passes by it, and he's like, oh. This.
And so what these are things that we didn't make ourselves.
Nope.
They're archives of like weird samples we've had for items, materials, all kinds of things like that. So we have this huge archive of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as regular listeners know, Q is in charge of putting them in the right boxes. We also have an archive of our own products, but that's kind of a whole other story.
Well, we haven't broken into that yet.
No.
We probably will do some of those just because I don't think people remember some of the products.
Right.
And they're fun to look at as well.
They are. Yeah. They totally are. And we've got some good stuff. And I forget. I've been here forever, and I still forget some of the things that we've had. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But It's a really fun, the show on YouTube is to me a lot of fun, and Q does a great job of getting across How much affection he has for the items.
And he's so good at picking the right ones to show.
Yeah, he's really good at picking them. He picks out, he shows really great details. It's very laid back.
It's very soothing.
It's very soothing. It is very soothing. And, you know, he's already got some regular fans, too. That's the
aside nice from us.
Aside from us, yeah. Well, it was just funny because it's very rare when you post a new thing on YouTube and you already have someone who's like, every time a new one goes up, posts within 10 minutes of it going up, which he has, which is great. I really enjoy it too because Hef and I end up watching it while it's going on, and then you edit it, and then I post it on YouTube. So I've probably seen each one like 9 or 10 times by the thing, and I really enjoy it. I like it. I find it really restful.
And people had a great response. So we launched it, and there was kind of a huge response, and Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty did it on Boing
Rusty
Boing.
Rusty Blazenhoff put it on Boing Boing.
Yeah,
so
which was awesome. Yeah, really nice. And we got a great comment from previous podcast guest, Kirk Damaris, as well.
Oh, Kirk!
Yeah, on the first one. And I had to laugh, and I know Kirk will never listen to this, but I think he really likes them when there's something that he saw when he was here that he has a picture of. Because I think he, like, it's almost like visiting it for him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, because he's like, he loves seeing the new stuff, but I also know Kirk didn't be, he's like, oh, good, that's still there. Yeah. Like, it's reassuring. It's reassuring to think, like, because he is totally the kind of person that, like, if he went to a joke shop, it's reassuring to him to know it's there. And if it closed down or burned down, he would be distraught.
Right.
About it.
Yeah.
Which I also have to say, if you don't read his blog, you have to go read the post on Kirk Damaris' Secret Fun blog about him getting a giant Ben Cooper mask from Target. Oh. It was a display mask. It's a very cute story.
Oh, neat.
And he ended up with giant masks the giant version of a mask that he wore as a child.
Oh, cool.
So it's really worth reading, too.
Very
give
cool.
him a shout out.
Yeah.
Because that was good. But yeah, but the... check out the Q show. I really like it.
And so many people are saying, like, this is the kind of thing they watch before they go to bed, and it's just this soothing thing, watching just YouTube, our YouTube channel, so you can just go from one right into the other.
And surprisingly funny, low-key funny, too. It's super, just great, because Q is hilarious. So it's great just to watch him do it. And Hef is the cameraman, too, which, as we discussed, the cameraman's kind of a character in the show. And you can hear me laughing several times in the background, so I'm there.
Also, I like that, too. I like that music.
Oh, thank you.
I really enjoy
the
that.
Music
the opening
great.
Music, you did a good job.
It was really fun. I mean,
I could use more of my scream in it, because it's a little too soothing, but...
The best compliment I got was Q, though, because I was trying to find something that he liked, obviously. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is something I would listen to at home. And I was like, oh, good.
There we go.
So there we got it. Mm-hmm. We got it. So that was great. That was very fun. And also, I did Tim Ellis's podcast again. I did it once before, Dispatches from the Multiverse. The last time I went on, I was a Bigfoot exterminator.
That's right.
No, it's like an improv podcast, right?
Yeah, an improvised around the idea that Tim, who plays a character called Max, and he has a toaster he invented that actually creates interdimensional portals, and he travels to these other dimensions, and in every dimension he encounters a version of his roommate, Wilson. in whatever version that is, because the concept is it comes close to where he would be. He's not traveling in distance. He's just traveling in the dimension. So it's wherever his house would be in the other dimension. Uh-huh. So Wilson is usually there. And so this time it was very funny because he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I don't really have any ideas. And then I'm like, well, how about something about a cult? Because I'm into cults. And
I'm a member
of several.
Yeah. Let me clarify
over
that.
And over.
You said into, not in.
No. I'm not a cult. I would never be in a cult. But I am into
you
it.
You could be a cult leader, I think.
I would love to be a cult leader.
You could totally pull that off.
And so then I was like, okay. And then he's like, well, what would the cult be? And we kind of went through some stuff, and I was like, how about brunch? And so it's the Cult of Brunch. And then we recorded the episode, and I was I didn't want to be the leader because we thought that would mean we would need more people to be around. So I was just someone at a retreat. And then after we recorded the next day, I got a message from Tim saying, "Oh, I forgot about the pagan breakfast god mask." We should have that. And I was like, "Yeah." I said, like,
myself, oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah. A product tie-in with something that David did? That's crazy. What's all that about? But I had a really good time, and I think it turned out well. So thank you, Tim. And he put on Twitter that it was one of his new favorite episodes. So
oh,
I was
good. Like, yeah. Of course it was. Yeah. You were in it.
So, yeah, and I acted in this one instead of just being Screamy David, which is what I usually do for that kind of stuff.
And by the way, if you have, we did put out a super awesome show recently.
Yes, yes.
And because we have a regular show, it's another YouTube show called The Super Awesome Show. And we talk about products. We show our new products. And you in that pagan breakfast god mask, you were cracking me up so much. And everybody who's watched it just can't believe it. You put that thing on, you're another character. You know, it's amazing.
You are a pagan breakfast god.
Yeah.
Do you know, I actually, and this is probably embarrassing, I don't think I've ever told you guys this, but when
oh,
I...
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not that embarrassing, I guess.
F and I were looking at each other.
When I did improv, I actually took a mask class where
you Why put, would you be embarrassed about that?
Because it was part of the Commedia dell'arte tradition. So there are people that what they do is you put on the mask, and each mask has a character that goes along with the mask. Mm-hmm. So you play the character that goes along with the mask, and the concept is... for some people, you can put a mask on and they don't know what mask they're wearing and they still act like the character.
Oh.
The mask. So the idea is to draw the idea that you're allowing another being to enter you by wearing the mask and you are becoming the other thing. So that is my pagan breakfast god. What it draws down into me from the universe.
Wow.
When I put the mask on.
It felt that way.
It did. And I'm usually a cameraman, but I wasn't there that day.
Right.
And so I watched it as, you know, with just fresh eyes, and it was very funny. I was like, oh, this is good. Like, David Wall is yelling, and it is good.
Yeah.
And also, like, wasn't I wearing a Space Needle costume?
You were wearing a Space Needle costume.
Yes.
But when you... It's so funny because I was wearing a Space Needle costume with a with my blinking light at the top. And
subtle.
And still, you totally like, took the show, man. I have to hand it to you.
How did I do that? For even 1 second. I did take the mask off, officially. I didn't.
Yeah, but that's because your face got sweaty.
It's just another mask.
I enjoyed it though. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So but I am still shocked because we've sold a ton of those pagan breakfast god masks. I still have not seen a picture on social media of anyone wearing the mask.
No. Tim sent one.
Well, Tim being the exception, but Tim took a picture of his friend Wilson, quote unquote, wearing it because that's the character he played in the podcast. But it was very funny to me that I was like, I still haven't seen just a random person wearing it.
No.
Yeah.
And brunch has happened since they bought it.
For sure. I'm sure brunches have happened. It's possible. So,
if you listen to this podcast and you have one of those masks and you're not Tim, cause Tim has fulfilled his duty with the mask, but, you should do it.
Yeah, please send a picture, post a picture,
and
tag us, and so we get to see it, because we do want to see that on people.
Yes.
And it looks fantastic.
Yeah. I just checked Instagram to see if anyone posted under the Pagan Breakfast God or Pagan Breakfast God mask hashtag.
Yeah.
No one besides us.
No one besides us. Yeah.
This is exciting.
It's messed up. And exciting, I mean.
It's messed up. Oh, we had a lovely tweet from Paula Poundstone, too.
Yeah.
I heard. What did she say?
She just said that she missed getting the Archie McPhee catalog, and she loved her Punching Nun.
So, did she want to be on the mailing list, or she's just complaining?
Well, we'd consider an offer to but also available on our website to sign up for a catalog, too, so I have a feeling she may have just gone and signed up for a catalog.
You know that she's on our wall of fame at the store.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. I'm sure she's been there,
I hope
too.
She remembers that.
I'm sure she does, because it's like, but she has fond memories of us.
Oh, sweet.
Get her on the podcast.
Yeah. I'd like to chat with her. I've listened to her on NPR sometime. Or she's a lot. Good. Yeah, she's very good. Yeah, that was really sweet of her.
It certainly was.
I got a really sweet text from my little sis, who I never see or talk to. And so I wanted to do a little shout out to Colleen for her birthday, because she told me that I didn't know this. I haven't seen her in so long, and she listens to our podcast and loves it. So shout out to Colleen and happy birthday.
Cute.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Colleen, I didn't say that.
That was Shauna.
That was a good Shauna impression. Yeah, thank you.
Wow. That's uncanny. Now do my scream.
Actually, I'm doing half doing you. Yeah. I know. I should edit one of your screams at the end of this podcast.
Oh.
Except that does this serve as enough warning to people that when the end music starts playing and you hear my voice and they think, turn your sound down, because I'll just put shot a scream at the end of the podcast. Might lose us listeners in the long run. Falls asleep to our podcast, do not fall asleep to this podcast.
You could provide a link, I guess, instead, but it'd be better to just hear it, I suppose.
I'll muffle it a little.
I don't know. Muffle, okay.
I'll turn the sound down.
Also, did we want to mention that we just had a catalog come out?
That's right. We had Angela is on the cover. And
with Oliver Beans, the cat.
Mr. Oliver Beans. And they are dressed as a squirrel and acorn pair.
So cute.
Quite a pairing.
And that catalog is starting to arrive today.
Yeah, so when you get this, if you don't have the catalog at your home, that means you should sign up for the catalog, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
we'll send you one.
I accidentally signed up for this service the post office has, which I didn't know about. I got a registered letter, and I went on to get it. And now I get a scan of every piece of mail that comes to my house and an email to me.
Whoa.
And I didn't know I was going to get it. I just signed up. They were like, sign up for this delivery notification. I was like, all right, to try and get it to delivered. And then, like, the next day, they were like, here's a scan of everything that's coming to your house. So
Valpak.
I got a scan of the Archie McPhee catalog this
morning. That is so funny.
And I was like, oh,
do you think this is a good service?
I don't know.
Would you recommend it? Should I sign up?
My favorite is, you have no mail coming. That was my favorite day so far. I only opened it once, which is today, because I was like, oh, I wonder if the catalog.
That's something. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
See, so much has happened since the last time we did a
podcast. I know.
All my fascinating post office stories.
Isn't this like when Rusty had postal activities as a...
Postal activities.
Yeah, so these are more postal activities, Rusty.
Do we have anything else?
Well, we had that it was kind of a fun little piece that showed our candy canes, but they called us Archie McKee.
Oh, that's right.
Microsoft News?
Microsoft News. So they showed our kale candy canes, which was awesome, but they did call us Archie McKee, so I don't
Twice.
Know if that, so I don't know so if that the, counts as
In
something
the headline
good.
And in the piece, they were like Archie McKee, M-C-K-E-E.
Oh, they dumb.
Just but keep writing about us. It's okay.
Check out what we're up to at Archie McPhee at McPhee.com. That's M-C-P-H-E-E.com. I decided to spare you Shauna's scream.